Hello everyone. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know, especially if you are one of my loyal listeners that is looking for a little bit more, I've created a paid subscription option for the podcast for 99 pence per month. On top of this being ad-free and just purely being the essence of the episodes, I will be doing bonus episodes, some personal update episodes, and we'll also include any information, invites into any virtual workshops or online things that I do in the future. So if you fancy it, check out the show notes below with the link and enjoy the show. Hello everyone. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Personally, my favorite thing about HelloFresh is the vegetarian dishes. On top of being fresh ingredients, the variety of recipes and dishes provides us with inspiration, as it can always be a bit of a chore thinking up of new recipes, especially when looking at vegetarian dishes. Go to the link in the show notes to get 50% off your first box and then 35% off your next three boxes. That's the link in the show notes for 50% off your first box and then 35% off of your next three boxes. HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. Please note that this offer is only available for listeners in the UK. Now, on to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope everybody is well. I hope that you're finding a lot of purpose in things that you're doing. I'm getting a lot of messages around this helping people when they need it. So I hope you're listening to this when you need to. Today's episode is called Self-Help as a Tool and Not as a Lifestyle. Before we get into the episode today, I am going to be reverting back to one a week every Monday. The reason for this is I was finding it difficult to feel like I was putting out real quality three times a week, especially in monologue form. And I wanted to sacrifice the quantity for the quality. So if you're disappointed by that, I do apologize. There are over 130 episodes to work through that I hope you enjoy. However, this is going to go back to one a week so that I can maintain those fresh thoughts for you around self-improvement. So today's episode, self-help as a tool and not a lifestyle. What do I mean by that? Where does this concept come from? And I want to start off by sharing a wee story with you. Now, I vividly remember being at the end of, towards the end of university, when I really started to delve into the world of self-help. That time of your life where you know that a bit of transition and change is coming, and you want to do everything that you can to best set yourself up, right? So I delved into a number of different self-help books, and by listening to this, you will have experienced this feeling of this uncontrollable excitement around the curiosity of the world of self-help. There's endless books, endless topics around things that you can tap into to evolve yourself. The excitement goes into the different strands of what are my natural strengths and how can I double down on those? What are things that I'm not even aware of that I can use that are going to enhance my life significantly? All these thoughts and feelings at that moment in time around the transition was amazing. Now, I started to get through a few of these books. I started to tap into some of the resources that exist out there. And I was feeling good. I was feeling good about myself. Even though, when you do these things, there's not really a tangible measurement. There's no objective achievement, certificate, accreditation that comes with finishing a book or completing something within the self-help world that makes you feel better about yourself. And that can be quite tough to accept because you know inside yourself, which again, at the end of the day is the most important thing, but that peace of mind that you are working on yourself, but you almost don't have anything to show for it. And this is where potentially a bit of the, not doubt, but potentially a bit of, we need a bit of reassurance here. That's what we need. We need that almost unattainable reassurance of what you're doing is good and it's going to serve you in the future. You don't know when it will, you don't know how it will, but there will be something that you can tap into from what you've learned or listened to or read or watched that is going to help you with this. And this gives a little bit of relief, but at the same time, it's quite addictive. Well, if I know that this is going to help me when I need it in the future, I need to do it more. I need more resources. I need to know everything. And this is where the switch starts to flick. Now, that's the first part of the self-help as a tool. The positiveness, the benefits of it, the, like anything, the pure, untapped thrill of discovering something new and knowing that the benefits are endless. Now, onto the other side of the coin. And this is why I want to touch on the not a lifestyle side of things. Self-help should be used as a tool and not a lifestyle because the first thing we start to feel that I've alluded to already is that slight self-doubt of never being good enough, never knowing enough. And by having this infinite self-doubt that we will never have enough, nor be enough, nor never fulfill our potential, that's toxic. That is something that feeds into our minds that we can maybe never escape from if we don't allow ourselves to. Let's look at it objectively. Let's say we begin in the middle and we move positively towards the right in the sense of that excitement and all of that work that you're doing to build habits, to have a better mindset, to improve your emotional intelligence, all these positive things that you're doing, they start to detract back to the middle and maybe into the negative. However, what if you were never to have ever or never in the future do any self-development, no self-help? Would you never approach the right, You would never go into the positive. You would maybe stagnate, be stale, etc. in the middle. But out of everything, you would always remain in the negative. That awareness of the tools that you can use are for you to tap into, not live by. If you are choosing a lifestyle of self-improvement forever, permanently, you will always never feel good enough. That will feel permanent. But if you are aware of the things that make you feel good and know when you can tap into those to make yourself feel better, that is how we should use self-improvement, self-development, self-help. And I think the main argument here is potentially the implementation of habits. Habits is a bit of a trend, has been for a number of years. However, if you have a habit that you know positively serves you that you don't need to think about, then that doesn't impact on your perception of how you feel about yourself. When you do something without thinking, yes, it is lifestyle, but when you think about lifestyle and it contributing to you not feeling good enough, that's when it's negative. If you've got a habit that's positive that you don't need to think about, that serves you in a beneficial way, that's okay. The other tools are the ones that we need to use as and when they are needed, as and when we feel like they will benefit us, not living by them, almost imprisoning ourselves with making sure that we do these self-help, these self-improvement things. That is where we can start to develop a bit of a negative mindset, a bit of resentment towards it. Because at the end of the day, all we want is fulfillment. It maybe brings us a wee bit of full circle here around the one episode a week with the podcast. Three was maybe developing a bit of a negative mindset for me in regards to questioning the quality of things that I was putting out there. So again, just a little example for you. But think about today how you can use all of the things that you know with self-help, self-improvement, self-development, and knowing when you need to tap into them. Not always having them there and then feeling bad about when we don't use them. Think about the opportunity that you have to tap into things when you need them overall and enjoy your lifestyle. As always, if you want to write to me, my email will be in the show notes. Otherwise, I hope you have a great week and I will see you all next time. Cheers. Hey guys, me again. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you're not ready for the Becoming Unstuck in 30 Days self-led course quite yet, why don't you try my free ebook I created, 5 Simple Steps to Improve Yourself and Your Life. I made this during the very first lockdown of the pandemic in the early days of the self-improvement project. It's a quick go-to when you're feeling unsure what to work on when improving yourself or your lifestyle. And the great starting point if you're trying to figure out how to live a more fulfilling and simple life. The link for this will be in the show notes for you. Have a good one.